75.0 EDG 01220720260505 Audio. Yes, this is a real problem for the SSV. The previous analysis highlighted one of the problems encountered when orienting a rocket towards space. Note that I'm talking here about a rocket where the different sections will not be released back to Earth. That being said, let's continue. The SSV, with its 400 to 500 meters between modules, will encounter exactly the same problems in space. These problems lie in the balance, or imbalance, of the engine thrust. If the engine power is not identical at the moment of thrust, there will be a deviation that must be compensated for. A 250-meter lever arm for a single engine will require a very significant balance when both of the SSV's engines are at minimum power. Here we already have a starting point. To propel the station, we need a minimum of two engines operating simultaneously to maintain thrust balance. Thrust modulation is therefore extremely important for the complex. I don't know if it's easy to predict engine modifications to fine-tune the force applied when the station moves through space. I still believe it is. Assuming we've determined the amount of propellant to be delivered to the engines with greater precision than is needed on Earth, we can now go further. Let's try it and start with something simple. One approach would be to measure the pressure when the engine is running. This involves sensors. By the way, do you remember the section on SSV instrumentation that discusses sensor monitoring? Whether we're monitoring any variables, if the data acquisition isn't reliable, we're wasting our time. I know you're aware of this, but I feel it's important to emphasize this point for the proper functioning of the station. Therefore, a comparative measurement of nozzle pressure provides an initial indication of the desired thrust balance for the engines. Another variable is temperature. For the same amount of propellant, a cooler engine should generate less power. Another variable is the propellant flow rate. Is a volumetric measurement possible? I believe so. A turbopump and/or a flow meter, combined with this principle, should be able to give us precise information on the amount of propellant injected. Mind you, I'm not downplaying anything. I'm not familiar with the problems associated with space engines. Issues like freezing and blockages could arise and contradict some of the information in this text. Another approach to maintaining the SSV's trajectory could be adding small thrusters to the station's main mast. Here, leverage is in our favor. The longer the orbit, when the main engines are running, the less power the steering thrusters will need to maintain direction. Is a targeting system possible? Are star trackers still used in space? And if so, is signal transmission from this instrument likely feasible? Another point is rotation. A well-balanced, rotating station should also allow for trajectory fine-tuning. In short, the engines will need to operate at least in pairs. Redundant systems will need to be installed to maintain the station's direction. One of the first variables to focus on is measuring thrust directly from the engines. A final point for now is the precision related to power. More precisely, this means being able to modulate the engines with several possible gradients. Earth lifting engines and space propulsion engines, even using the same principle, will have differences, and this is what needs to be planned for now. That's all for now. Pierre Michaud PMI, father of Gabrielle and Stephen Michaud, victims of abduction in September 2007. We are currently on July 22, 2026.